the New South Wales Rural Fire Service firefighter who gave Prime Minister Scott Morrison a piece of his mind during the bushfire crisis has said he was sacked after he unloaded on television. Channel 7 cameras caught it all.
You from the media, tell the Prime Minister to go and get Nelligan. I've lost 7 houses already in Nelligan. I'm not going to lose any more.
Because of that, he's been fired.
He's been fired from his volunteer position.
Yep, yep.
They've said he's finished because of his allegations and foul language against the PM of the country while representing the RFS. He also added, it's not in that clip, but I'm pretty sure this was in retaliation to the fact that Scott Morrison
was on holiday in Hawaii at the time.
Yeah, and he basically had said that all the volunteers wanted to be there when there was a bit of a discussion about payment and helping them out and changing how we do things there.
Michael from Gladstone, what's your thoughts on this, mate?
I used to work for the fire service and I was a part-time firefighter, mm-hmm. So I got paid. But when you're representing, doesn't matter whether you're a volunteer or not, okay, if you're representing and if you're in the logo of the organisation that you're representing, you have certain responsibilities. You couldn't imagine even a volunteer at, say, historical village. If they were to mouth off, the historical village would say, look, we don't want you anymore because you're there to be part of the community and represent
that company.
You can't just say whatever you want.
Well, Michael, I would lose my job if I did that as well. So I understand where you're coming from there for sure. But I just think under the circumstances and the fact that it was a next level disaster that the whole country was facing.
He was pretty emotional, clearly, yeah.
Yeah, like...
I understand that, but in that sort of situation, that would be more of a reason for him to keep his cool because they are under pressure.
Yeah.
They're doing a hard job.
Yeah.
And they need to be focused on
not
what they're doing, not losing it at the time.
Were you taken through all of the things you can and can't say if media may have popped up? Were you aware of all of the things you're not allowed to say? Did they tell you?
Unless you're the officer in charge and you're dealing with the media, you don't talk to the media.
Yeah, right.
It is the person that is in control of the job at the time is the only person that gives any feedback to the media, whether it be police, ambulance or fire brigade or SES, it is the person in control. And you'll notice most of the time when they do that, they are in full uniform.
Yes,
they don't just
course.
Come with their T-shirt on and they are in full turnout gear, mm-hmm. and they have a responsibility to manage the media like they manage the job.
Do you think he should have been fired for it?
Yes.
Now, Ed, where do your thoughts lie?
No, I think that's excessive. I think he shouldn't lose his livelihood. He doesn't even have to be there, and there were so many of them were fighting fires while their own homes were lost. What they've given up already, far beyond what you would expect a normal, inverted commas, volunteer to be able to give up, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Their budget cuts, they're made to make do. And then he's, what did he say, lost 7 homes already? He doesn't want to lose it anymore. He's obviously under a lot of pressure.
On behalf of the nation.
So what you acknowledge that he's done the wrong thing, but maybe they could have scaled back on the just getting rid of him, maybe put him through
what's
training.
What's wrong with a disciplinary, caution or do that again and you're gone?
Exactly,
or,
I agree with you.
Yeah, okay, so the punishment's a bit harsh for the apparent crime. Triple M, who's this?
Hey, it's Ray.
What do you think, Ray?
I have a great admiration for any of these people that were out there fighting the fires, saving people, trying to save animals, whatever they were doing.
We all do, yeah.
And I don't think anybody should have been knocked in a heap for doing whatever they did. I think they all deserve medals. They're all great people.
Groundsman, what's your thoughts on this?
Oh, no, he was under pressure. He's all good. You know, I can see his point. Prime Minister on holidays. There was no assistance for the guys.
Yeah.
Like I said to a few of the fireys, you know what, if you want to be there, just go home. But, you know, these guys don't want to do that because that's what they love doing.
Yes.
And to be told by a guy in a shiny shirt what to do when they have no idea, then, you know what, they deserve everything they get.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.